you might get really, and you'll get some really good fall color too. The foliage picture there is of a fothergilla. You guys know about fothergilla? Some of the best fall color in the world, because the leaves, they'll even look better than this sometimes. There's like five colors in that one leaf. So a lot of these guys will give you a lot of really good color. And then also you have to think about the shape of the plant going through the winter. In general, if I was just teaching this as a regular, you know, planting combo design class, it'd be, you know, always go for three season plants at a minimum. So it has to have three seasons of interest. It's a flower, there's a fruit, and there's a leaf. It has a really cool form. It doesn't bloom, but, you know, you get, you know, really cool leaves, and maybe there's a fruit that's attached to it. It does, like the flower isn't very significant or something like that. And so, but you want three-season plants. That's the goal. And you can do the same thing in your hedgerow. And shrubs are what get it done. I teach a whole shrub class, too. But we do that one, like, every 3 years. It's hard to get. There's, like, six people that want to do that one. But it's fun designing with shrubs, right? It's all actually, let me kind of, I'll just throw this out there since we're here and I got you. The shrubs are actually the plants that you have the most intimate relationship with in your garden because they're as big as you are. Mm-hmm. Trees are like up there. The other stuff is down there. They're next to you. They're like your friends standing next to you. So the shrubs are important. Combine and layer them. Tight groups are best for nesting and shelter and foraging. This is an example where I kind of go the opposite of the way that I plant a regular ornamental garden space, where I get everything properly spaced, you know? I don't overplant. If I'm planting a viburnum shrub, that'll be our example again, and it's gonna become 6 feet wide, I make sure that anything next to it is 3 feet away, right? So it'll space out. Now, it could take time for that to fill in, but I can underplant with other stuff and it'll kind of get there over time. With a hedgerow, especially a habitat hedgerow, you plant closer. You're better off starting with smaller plants and getting them tighter in. You really want that messy kind of combined look to it. So I will plant that stuff a little bit tighter, because if I plant two spice bush next to each other, they're going to become one big spice bush. They're just going to knit together, and they're going to grow into the rambling rose and stuff like that. So the way that you do it is going to be different. So tighter groups are what's going to make a difference. So it's a little counterintuitive to traditional landscaping, though I've known plenty of landscape contractors that like to overplant because more plants, you know, more money. But. And then you got to come back and edit it out, and that's a big pain. Use varied sizes, another fun trick. A lot of this relates to just regular design too, but for the hedgerow as well. You know, some four-footers, and this is the mature size, right? You want those layers of that structure. So there's some two-foot shrubs, you know, there's some linderas and spice bushes. There's some four-foots, the fothergillas. There's some 12-foots, the viburnums. There's stuff in between, dogwoods. Pick plants with lots of different heights and widths and things like that. Work with different sizes. So they're not, it's the opposite of a traditional hedge where everything kind of grows the same height. Because the other good news about it, if I know there was like a ways to make your gardening life easier talk today, I call it my lazy guy gardener techniques. The good news about a habitat hedgerow, no pruning. Don't have to prune it. That's another bonus. So you mix this stuff together, different sizes, and the wildlife are going to like that. They're going to like the different levels and stuff like that, because it'll attract different kinds of birds and different kinds of critters. Some birds nest on the ground and feed on the ground. Other ones want to be up a little bit higher. Some want to be way up high.